This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Washington Governor Jay Inslee has signed into law legislation that addresses expansion of high-speed internet service to rural areas across the state. Senate Bill 5511 launches a $21 million program to promote rural broadband development and creates a statewide broadband office. But while Senator Doug Erickson believes rural broadband is desperately needed, he says the bill is not perfect.
I support this legislation, not quite with the excitement of the other members on the floor today, and because the legislation obviously doesn't actually build anything, you know, in Washington State. That's all subject to appropriation later on to put some money out there through the grant program, the loan program, in terms of what goes out.
Erickson says parts could have used better planning.
I've never been a big fan of creating new offices in the bureaucracy, you know, to do this type of stuff either. So creating a broadband office in and of itself is not necessarily a bad thing, but is it really necessary, you know, going forward?
He says the end game is great, but
I am frustrated on a couple of different things. If you want more broadband, you have to find a way to pay for it, and you have to find a way to make it more cost effective to build.
And Erickson says there are still expense hurdles to clear.
In rural areas of Washington State in particular, we have a thing called pole attachments, and the pole attachments in our PUDs are extremely expensive to be able to run broadband on those poles. And so if we want more of something, make it less expensive. So we need to find a way to make the pole attachments more cost-effective for people to be able to run this high-speed internet to the people that actually want it.
Listen tomorrow for more on the Rural Broadband Bill.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.